It's Sonoma Spotlight time again. I'm Bruce Robinson, sitting in for Roland Giacopetti, talking today with Candace McKay, who is here once again from the Redwood Arts Council, which is about to kick off a busy season with some first-time visitors. Tell us about the Jasper String Quartet.
Morning, Bruce. We are opening our 37th season this year on October 15th with a young quartet named the Jasper String Quartet. They are actually named after the National Park in Canada, and they started off studying in a meeting in Oberlin, three of them did, and then met the fourth at Rice University. They're a young and upcoming string quartet. They've been around, obviously formed in 2007, based in Philadelphia, but they've won all kinds of awards, the Cleveland Quartet Award and a grand prize in the Plowman Chamber Music Competition, grand prize at the Coleman Competition, but they have never been here.
Sounds like fun. What are they going to play?
They are going to open up with a Mozart, Kurzweil 575, which is a popular piece with most people. And then they're going to do Smetana's String Quartet Number 1, the My Life String Quartet, and they're closing with a Brahms.
So what is the connection to Alberta?
They like the park. Isn't that strange? No one's from there. They just like the park.
I mean, it's a beautiful place. Why not? But
well, it's interesting. Wendy here just visited there, and she told me all about how the terrain looked. So now I can actually talk to them about how beautiful the park is.
Yeah,
so
love
it's interesting.
Spot.
Yeah.
So these guys are kicking off your 37th season, 37 years of this. That's pretty remarkable in and of itself. What are some of the other highlights to look forward to?
Well, it's interesting. So we try each year to do mostly classical chamber music. And what I like to tell people is chamber music can be taken two ways. It can be taken as only classical music. But for us, it has to do with the space. We try to bring world-class musicians to a small space where the audience can have a more intimate experience. I was reminded, listening to actually Charles Sipos' interview with the violist from this quartet, from the Jasper, about Joshua Bell, I guess in 2007, I don't know if you know the story, he went to the New York subway and he played. Do you know the story?
Yes.
And about 1,000 people walked by him, and about 37 stopped and listened, and he was in a ball cap, and he was incognito. But, you know, at that time, he had won Grammys and such, and he was curious to see if people would pay attention, if the music would transcend the busyness of the station and people would stop and look and pay attention. And I think that's what we're trying to point out to people, is we want to create a small space that's quiet and has intention and is a beautiful place to hear music.
So this is music that's about the chamber in some ways.
Exactly. You got it.
So a lot of string quartet type music,
yes.
But you got a few anomalies here this year.
We do. We do. We have a great visit by the Brubeck Brothers Quartet, which is Dave's sons. And they have a quartet they're bringing. They're doing jazz. It's I encourage people to go online. We have samples of all the different concerts, all the different styles of music that people are playing. That's in January. We have a revisit by the Miro Quartet in January as well. We're going to be visited by local favorites, Tanya Tompkins, Eric Zivian, and actually Eric Holprick, the clarinetist, is coming from England to join them. And they're always, always wonderful to see, so passionate. And they're bringing their own pianoforte, which is a piano in the style of the classical era.
That's the Beethoven era
romantic
piano.
Romantic era, Beethoven era. And then we have a new violinist visiting this year, Elena Ariosti. And she has Adam Golka on piano. She's going to be in Sebastopol. We're going to venture out into a new venue in Sebastopol at the Episcopal Church there. It's going to be lovely, lovely, lovely sight.
So you must be already working on next year to line up all of these disparate people to be coming in from so far afield.
We try to start because we're a smaller presenter. We have to kind of latch on to other big dates for artists. So we tend to not schedule until the turn of the year. But I've had agents already contacting me, of course, and groups already contacting me. And we have our favorites from the Bay Area that we try to also speak with ahead of time to get ready for them.
So tickets for the new show and the rest of them are all readily available online, I assume?
They are. There's three ways you can get tickets. I just want to let everyone know, too, that this year we have last year we did, too, a three-tiered structure. So $30 is a general admission, gets you in the door, gets you concessions. Then you have $10 for a student that's accompanying a paying adult. I'm sorry, student that is just coming as on their own with an ID. So that's $10, a student ticket. And then anyone who comes with an adult gets in for free. So mom and dad want to bring a kid, the kid gets in for free.
And your first opportunity comes up on Saturday the 15th. It's the Jasper String Quartet kicking off the 37th season of the Redwood Arts Council. Very impressive.
Thank you.
Thanks for being with us, and thank you for listening. I'm Bruce Robinson in for Roland Giacopetti.